Back here at Napa, Grant Napier continuing from the Raiders training camp, and it's a pleasure to have with us the second-year quarterback of the Raiders, Jason Campbell. Jason, Grant Napier, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're doing good. Let's get right to it. The second year with a lot of familiar faces, the system down. How much easier is it for you this camp than a year ago?
Well, it feels fun, actually. You know, it feels weird saying this, but have some stability around you. You know, Coach Saunders had an opportunity to be with him for 2 years in Washington, and then Coach Jackson from a season ago, and not having to relearn everything. You know, I think it gives me an opportunity to be more involved in leadership-wise and be also more involved in just playing my game and not trying to think and play, but just play.
What does Al Saunders bring to the table for you? You talked about your experience with him for a couple of seasons in Washington.
Yeah, his offense is fit for guys with speed. I feel like that's what we have here is a tremendous amount of speed. And I think guys adapt well to his system. I think his system fits our personnel. And Coach Jackson is a great offense coordinator. Then Coach Al come here, and he just add on to the things that we did well last season and try to improve on those things and even grow deeper into our playbook this year. So it's not only been fun just for me but for the guys around me because they're all having an opportunity to get out in the field and make plays and because they have a better understanding of what we're trying to accomplish.
I know at times last year was frustrating for you, and you finished the season on such a strong note. With that said, how nice is it to know that, hey, you're the guy, you don't have to look over your shoulder, and this is your football team from the quarterback point of view?
Yeah, last season was a whirlwind in the beginning, getting traded and trying to move from East Coast to West Coast and then getting here. I remember day one, at the time I got here, I was sitting on the sideline for two plays, and Coach Jackson said, get in. I don't even know the plays yet. I haven't seen anything on the book. I mean, on the chalkboard. He's like, it doesn't matter. Get in. So
yeah.
I had to get in and then start running plays. And then, you know, camp started and the season started. So it took me about that fourth, fifth game during the San Diego game. I think after that, that's when I started to come into my own and started to become settled. And then from that point on, I was able to have a strong year.
Talk to me about the development of your young receivers and how they're coming along and the familiarity that's come between you and them.
Yeah, it's been outstanding. It's been fun. As a quarterback, you always want a group of guys you can grow with. And I feel like it's a great opportunity for me to grow with these guys for years to come. And I'm excited. We have a tremendous amount of talent, tremendous amount of speed. And we can do different things with different guys because every guy offers something different. And that's the fun part.
We're talking with Jason Campbell here on the Grant Napier Show. The fact that you guys swept the division last year, but we're only 8-8, and I say only because if you sweep your division, you would think you're going to be better than 8-8. But with that said, this franchise, I thought, really took some important steps last year, and the first one was the respectability. The teams that now play the Raiders have to understand that they're going to be in for a tough game. How important do you think was last year in building what he wants to do this year?
It was very important. It was a step in the right direction, and we understood when I first got here, Coach Jackson told me, he said, you're a big part of this, I'm a big part of this, and trying to turn the Raider organization around, and we're in this thing together, and he's right, because, you know, like the guy's mindset is so different now than it was when we first got here, and once we began to win last season, you didn't see that quit, you didn't see guys give up, you saw guys kept fighting, we came back and won a lot of games last year from behind, and it's because guys have a different mentality now. I think a lot of it has to do because they have guys here that want to win and want to do great things. At the same time, the leadership has stepped up. And I think it's been fun, but tremendous to go 8-8 last season, go undefeated in the division was a step in the right direction. We still feel like, you know, one game here or there, we were a playoff team a year ago, but we didn't make it, but we definitely improved on something that hadn't been done here in the last 7 years. But now our next goal is to win and make the playoffs.
Darren McFadden last year, for the first time in his career, he was healthy, and we saw what he can do when he's healthy. What impressed you the most about his ability?
His stiff arm. You know, the guy has a magnificent stiff arm. You know, a guy with his size, and he runs with so much power. And he got it all. You know, I can honestly say he has it all. He can catch, he can run, he can deliver a blow, he can stiff arm, he's fast and open field. There's not too many guys in the league that can break a tackle and take it 60. And he's one of those type of guys. And it's exciting to have a back in the backfield behind you like that as a quarterback when you know that you can feed off each other and continue to grow. And he had an outstanding year last year, and I look forward to him having another one this season.
When you look at what happened with you with Washington – and what went on last year, don't you think that you have pretty much seen it all and experienced it all? You know what I'm saying by that? I mean, there's nothing that's going to happen to you that you can't face. Adversity, call it perseverance, whatever. Don't you really look forward to this season almost as much as any that you've had so far?
Yeah, you know, I've been through a lot, definitely in Washington. And, you know, a lot of people go through a lot. But, you know, coming here and going through the things I had to go through early in the season last year, you know, with Coach Cable and, you know, Bruce and myself early in the season, the first four games or five games or whatever it was. But, you know, you go through so much, but a lot of times it's all about how you look at it. You know, it can either make you stronger as a quarterback, stronger as a person, or you can let it bite at you. And my observation was to stick it through, learn from it, continue to stay motivated, and always stay positive-minded no matter what. And because tough challenges always come during the National Football League, and they're going to always come as long as you continue to play, because it's a game, it's a long season, there's ups and downs, but the main thing is to stay medium the whole way.
Tell me about Kevin Boston. Now, be careful. He's sitting right behind you, and I'm not happy because I'm a Giants fan, and I don't want to – I wish he wasn't here. But talk about how that development is coming along with him.
Yeah, Kevin Boston, you know, I'm glad we have him. You know, we lost Zach to Seattle, and, you know, Kevin Boston was still out there for the taking, and you know, we made a move on him to get him here. And he's the guy that things that you can't teach, and what I mean by that is experience. You know, he went to the Super Bowl, played in Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, and – you know, he's played in a tough division, you know, the NFC East. So he has the experience of playing in big games. And I think that'll help us a lot on offense, especially with the young tight ends that we have behind him, because we have two rookie tight ends, and then we have Myers, who's been here for a couple of years. So it's not a lot of experience at the position. And I think that's something that he really brings here and help us.
Final thing for you. For the fans who are going to be watching the game on Saturday, from your perspective as the quarterback of this team, what are you trying to accomplish during the preseason?
Well, you want to see execution. That's the one thing you want to do, how well we execute, and calm down on the penalties. That's the next thing. Last year, we was the most penalized team in the National Football League. And so this season, we want to try to, you know, turn that 360-degree circle. So you want to see less penalties on Saturday. You want to see us execute on both all sides of the ball, offense, defense, and special teams. And like, we know all the pieces are not in place yet because we have key guys that are not here, but at the same time, you still want to see us execute and see the ball go to the right places.
Awesome. Have a great year. Stay healthy, and thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
Jason Campbell,
it.
The quarterback of the Raiders. And speaking of Kevin Boss, we're going to talk to him in a moment. He has some big shoes to fill, but as I've been telling all the fans here, you're going to love what you get in Kevin Boss. He's a guy that I've watched play every game of his career, and I would just say that he's just an excellent all-around tight end. Now stop it. You don't have to bill. You don't have to tell him about me. Kevin, Grant Napier, how are you?
Hey, good to meet you. Pleasure.
Very, very nice to meet you. Let's start with the past and work the way to your present, because John Mara was on with Michael Kay, I believe, yesterday, or ESPN Radio in New York, and he was saying that they had an agreement in place with you, and they were surprised when you went to Oakland. What was it that didn't work out in New York that you ended up here?
Yeah, I mean, we originally, my plan all along was to go back to New York, and then this opportunity came up, and, you know, the rest is history.
What is it about this new experience for you that you're looking forward to the most?
You know, I'm looking forward to just, you know, I think it's good for someone's career to try to, you know, have to prove themselves again. And, you know, it's, you know, I was in New York and I was comfortable there, and, you know, coming here, it's been a different challenge for me, and so I'm excited just to you know, go out there and prove myself all over again, and you know, just excited to be playing football again.
I've gotten a lot of questions since I've watched you play every game, and people ask me, well, what can we expect from Kevin Boston? I hope you don't take this the wrong way, I said, but he doesn't do any one thing great, but he does everything very well. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
I take that as a compliment. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, coming into the league, you know, I think I was considered just more of a pass-catching tight end, and, you know, worked really hard with Coach Pope there in New York to become more of a well-rounded tight end, and, you know, really wanted to make, you know, run blocking and pass blocking a strength of mine, and that's something that I really focused on for the 4 years I was there in New York, and, you know, I think it became a strength of mine, and you know, I'm just continuing to work hard to be that well-rounded tight end that can do everything.
And you had developed a really nice chemistry with Eli Manning, and now that's gone, and you have to work with the Jason Campbell. Talk about that process and how long it takes and how it's gone so far, because it's only been 2 weeks for you, and where you expect to be when the season starts.
Yeah, it's definitely something that takes a little bit of time. But, you know, we've got time right now. You know, it's still got another week in training camp and, you know, three more preseason games. So, you know, I'm thinking by the time, you know, we get the regular season rolling, Monday night game in Denver, that, you know, we're going to be clicking on the same page there.
How long does this, if I can use the term shock or, I mean, this is a business. I think we all know that. But, I mean, it happens so quickly for you. You know, you're expecting to play a season in New York, and you're familiar with everybody, and they're expecting a big season. And then before you know it, you're on an airplane coming out to Oakland. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, how do you make that transition so quickly? Because it's not like you had time to sit back and think about it. Gee, I got a week before camp. No, you were on the field pretty much the next day, you know?
Yeah, it was really a crazy time. Just looking back, I mean, I can't even believe the way it played out. But, you know, at the same time, you can't look back. You know, I got to look forward from now on. And, you know, I think we've got a bright future here in Oakland. And, you know, excited to be on the West Coast, excited to be a part of this young, talented team. And, you know, excited to put on the silver and black.
You say you can't look back, but I'm on Twitter, and I see David Deal's got some tweets to you and other things. I mean, you always will have friends, but you're right. You're now an Oakland Raider. You're not a New York Giant anymore, and you got to distance yourself from that. How excited are you when you look at what this team did last year? They really improved to go to 8-8, swept the division. And I don't want to say that the sky's the limit for this team, but a lot of people think this team can win the division and be in the playoffs. How exciting is that for you when you look at the prospects of this season?
Yeah, no, that's really exciting. I mean, you know, coming here, you know, I just want to help this team, you know, and do whatever I can to help this team win. So, you know, I don't see any reason why we can't make the playoffs. You know, you look at our division and, you know, like you said, swept the division last year. And, you know, I think that's definitely something we can do again this year and then make the playoffs and, you know, try to make some noise.
Talk about your health right now and, again, head injuries and some of the blows that you took last year. Any issues that you've had in the off season, and do you consider yourself right now 100% ready to go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, had a hip surgery, right after the season. Just, you know, got my hip cleaned up a little bit, just some general wear and tear. So, worked real hard this off season to rehab that, get it back to full strength, and you know, I'm 100% ready to go.
How blessed do you feel that you're still very young in your career, and yet you've got a Super Bowl that you can look at? You got a Super Bowl ring. You've accomplished the pinnacle of this sport. I mean, not a lot of players get a chance to do that ever in their career, and you did that early on. What, your second year in your career, or third year? You know, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, just like you said, incredibly blessed to come in as a rookie, you know, in an organization such as New York, and win a Super Bowl in my rookie year.
It was your first year. That's
right. Yeah, first year. So it was pretty incredible. And you know, we had a lot of success there the second year as well. And, you know, just, you know, I've got nothing but good things to say about my time in New York and had a wonderful time there. And but like I said, looking forward to moving on to this next chapter in my life. And that's with the Oakland Raiders.
Finally, before I let you go, since Eli's been in the news a lot, and I just heard him on an interview this morning, and he said he never mentioned Tom Brady's name in that interview, but you played with him for 4 years. What do you think of him as a quarterback?
Oh, I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's an elite quarterback for sure. You know, I've seen improvement for every single year that I was there. I think he took steps to becoming a better quarterback and a better leader, and you know, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think he's got a long career ahead of him in New York. So,
well, I'll tell you one thing that I think you would agree with me on. Napa sure beats Albany, New York, doesn't it?
Amen. Absolutely.
Did you ever envision yourself at training camp playing in 65, 70-degree weather with no humidity?
No humidity. Yeah. That's, you can't beat it. You really can't. This setup is incredible with the hotel and the practice fields right here. And yeah, you really can't beat this weather.
Well, I think fans are going to find that you are going to be exactly what this team needs to fill the shoes of a very good tight end that's no longer here, that's in Seattle. Stay healthy. We wish you the best of luck, and thanks very much for coming on my show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, Kevin Boss, now of the Oakland Raiders, and we'll come back with more from Napa right here on the Grant Napier Show.